Hello and welcome to another episode of the Problematic Sticker Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Gary, as we talk about all the good stuff that anime brings us and anime itself. Joining me as always are Ben and Alfonso. Ben, how are you today?
I'm warm, but apart from that, good, thank you. And you?
Yes. I'm good. How has anime world been treating you?
It's not anime, but the new My Hero came out recently. In fact, it came out today. And I think My Hero's over. I think that's it. That was the last chapter.
It's already done? Finished? That was the last issue?
Like, there'll probably be, like, an epilogue and stuff, but, like, you know, actual story, fighting-wise and story-wise, I think that was the last issue.
Wow.
Like, there's probably going to be stuff to wrap up, the story. Like, it's not over, but, like, I think that's it. It's over. Like, fights and stuff like that. The rest is just going to wrap up storyline.
And it wasn't even advertised that way, was it? Like, I didn't see anybody really talking about that. This is the end. You got to read it and see what happens.
No.
It's kind of sad. Compared to what they've done with everything. It's like, oh, Luffy's getting his fifth gear. And it was like the talk of the town for months. I mean, and even Attack on Titan is like, oh, it's ending. And people were going crazy for it. But nothing for this, huh? That's kind of sad.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, I think this is the last of the fights and stuff. And
isn't there a new movie coming out?
Yeah. They've got new anime coming out because the anime's still got...
Oh, yeah. Duh, Gary. Duh, Gary.
The manga is way Call ahead of the anime. So this isn't the end of the anime. This is the end of the manga.
Okay. I'm dumb. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Alfonso, how about you, man? How you doing?
Well, I can't complain.
Any anime, games, shows, mangas you've been reading? Nothing?
As of recent, no. Just watching the usual. You know, like Ben said, My Hero, and I'm starting some new ones, but I haven't really gotten to it yet because rewatching some old stuff.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? Kind of. I know how you feel because I try to get into a lot of stuff. I'm sure you saw on the Crunchyroll, like, random-ass anime on there that's watched. I've tried, I started an anime, the Legend of the Shield Hero, I think it was called, or something like that. Couldn't really get into it, even though it has this high praise, and I'm just like, I don't know what people are talking about. Along with some other ones, but... Yeah, it's been kind of hard, you know. Some good that I just need to go back to, like ReZero, I thought was really good. Kind of really need to get back into that, but it's been hard. So I just went back to Fairy Tail, and I'm very happy now. I got to prepare for the 100-year quest, you know. I started reading it again from where I left off because so many more issues came out. I didn't try reading it once a week, you know. So I waited, like, a whole year for a bunch of issues to come out, and now I'm catching up on them because I can binge it that way. And that's been really great. So, yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a slow time, hasn't it? Like, nobody's really talking about One Piece anymore after the whole Kaido fight. It's kind of calmed down now.
By the way,
I love how the manga ends with basically Deku doing the dragon fist posed.
Because, I'm sure that was a homage, wasn't it? It had to have been a homage.
That's Dragon Fist, isn't it? Surely that is Dragon... I'll put it in general. There's no references to anything else. That is Dragon Fist, surely.
He had to have done it because Toriyama passed away.
That is clearly Dragon Fist.
I wouldn't be surprised if more people do something like that. Just pay homage to Dragon Ball and Toriyama. It's kind of the thing now. Some news of the Dragon Ball world. Dragon Ball Heroes is done. It's finished. It is no more. The end of Dragon Ball Heroes, though, brings something new. Dragon Ball... I forgot the name now. What was it, Ben?
Divers.
Dragon Ball Divers. I have no idea what it is. I believe it is another card-based game, though. Arcade game. But, unfortunately, none of your cards really matter anymore. They said they're going to have some legacy system built in so you can still play with your old cards, but eventually, they will not have any effect on the new game whatsoever.
The legacy system will not be included at launch.
Oh, even better. So pretty much you just have fun collectible cards now. So all the Japanese players out there, I really feel for them. Because they were really behind that game, weren't they? They loved that game. But yeah, who knows what this means for, you know, the promotional anime now. Are we going to start getting diverse anime? What's the story going to be there? You know, because we know the hero story is just fucking out of control at this point. But yeah, Ben, any thoughts on this?
I mean, not just the anime, but
surprise
to see what they do with Dokken Battle. Because we're missing so many different hero characters from Dokken Battle still. Be interesting to see what they're going to do with future. Because they've awakened and all the characters that have already been added. So there's no more awakenings needed. So it'd be interesting to see what they do with Dokken Battle.
Yeah.
It's sad because next year would have been the 15th anniversary of Heroes.
Cancel it right before the anniversary?
Yeah, right. That's before fun. The anniversary of 15 years.
I mean, and why I guess it's good. Like, it would suck to celebrate this anniversary and make it all big and then, like, cancel it right after that. But, Alfonso, any thoughts?
It sucks. Wait, does this mean this also means the anime too, right?
Probably, yeah.
Fuck. even though we kind of hate the anime because it's so short, I like it because they give us fights that we thought we would never see, and I kind of miss it. I'm going to miss that. So, yeah, it sucks.
And you know what the best part about it is? Like, they brought Cell back in the Heroes anime, and then they got rid of him just as fast. And now we're never going to know why they brought him back in the first place.
Oh, God.
He just showed up, did something, disappeared.
Mel Cooler, I am here. I can go golden. No, I've over here. Bye. I must go now. My planet needs me.
But hey, they gave us some cool characters, man. Metal Cooler is awesome. Golden Metal Cooler, yeah. That was cool, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, Demon King Deburo, my boy, they brought Deburo back. You know, they did a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always when he came to the character. So, we'll see what they do with Divers and if it's going to be just as wild or if it's going to be more based on the actual universe or what. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with Dokken, we'll see what they do with the collaboration now. You know, every year Dokken has the collaboration with Heroes, and now that that's gone, what's their collaboration going to be? If anything, please don't want to be Legends because there's no point. The same game. Same character, I should say. Alrighty. Netflix has officially unveiled. Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about Dragon Ball. Remember, Legends will be about to celebrate its 6th anniversary coming up soon. So yeah, not long now until Legends' 6th anniversary. Nobody knows what
we're
getting.
You're not excited for this,
though. It's because we all know it's going to be LF, 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 and then the part 3 will have the Ultra that will be so broken that if you summoned in the first three characters, you just wasted all your crystals because the final unit is going to be better than all of them. So
that's a shame.
Yeah,
but you never know. It could be great. It's kind of weird because I see so much more advertisement for Legends than I do for Dokken.
It's because it actually makes more money than Dokken now. This year's made
wild.
More money than Dokken,
so. But it's not good.
I wouldn't say that's a bit too harsh. It's just the issue. It has so much power creep for a PvP game. Right. The animations are good. The card arts are good. But it's the power creep that, in my opinion, makes it bad. Like Dokken, if you get power creep, congratulations. You can beat old events easier. Well done. In Legends, it's PvP, so power creep is more of a pain. Like, trust me, when we hit the next anniversary, Gary, there's a lot of power creep for Dokken.
Oh, yeah, I would probably in Gogeta.
No, with the actual... the new red zone, it's ridiculously hard.
Oh, well, I don't even do red zone now. I don't even care.
And the new spectacle battles is even harder. Like, we're going to have a Gogeta fight where he has a 3 million super attack and his normal attacks can do a million. So that's going to be the Gogeta fight. So yeah, it gets insane during the 9th anniversary.
Well, you know, people complain so much that the game wasn't hard enough, and now all it is hard. And most people can't even fucking play the game anymore.
I enjoy Red Zone, and I'm looking forward to the next one that comes out tomorrow, which is Red Zone Kid Buu.
I'm glad you're still enjoying it. I'm just a collector who enjoys collecting the characters. Alrighty, moving on then. Netflix has officially unveiled their Terminator anime, Terminator Zero, as it's named, from Production IG. Production IG are the creators and developers of Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex and Ghost in the Shell the movie. So, a great studio there behind the Terminator franchise. Alfonso, I know you're a fan of the Big T.
Yes, I am.
Are you excited for this anime? Have you seen the screenshots that they revealed?
I did. I like what I see. I hope Arnold has some type of, you know, say in this, because you can't have Terminator without Arnold. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah, the thing that I'm really looking forward to in this is it has nothing to do with John Connor or Sarah Connor. I'm happy they're kind of expanding that world a little bit. The synopsis, caught between the future and the past, is a soldier sent back in time to change the fate of humanity. She arrives in 1997 to protect a scientist named Malcolm Lee, who works to launch a new AI system designed to compete against Skynet's impending attack on humanity. As Malcolm navigates the moral complexities of his creation, he's haunted by an unrelenting assassin from the future, which forever alters the fate of his three children. So, kind of the same story in a way, right?
Yeah.
But just different characters. So I'm happy about this, because the idea of just the one guy being the savior, it's a little, you know, unrealistic, right? I'm glad that there was like a whole network now that they're building out to, that all these people helped win the war against Skynet in the future. So I'm super excited for this. Ben, any care for the Terminator?
Nope, not really. I'm sorry.
Now I'm sad. I was happy then. I was happy. It's okay. For us Fairy Tail fans, Alfonso, there is a brand new Fairy Tail mobile game that just launched. Well, not just. It came out a few weeks ago, but I just found out about it. It is called, let me tell you, if you ever want to try it out. God damn it. Why? Fairy Tail Fierce Fight, as it is called. It is a 3D action adventure where you play as a whole bunch of characters from Fairy Tail. It does have its own gacha system, kind of like, I think Legends has a gacha system like this, where you don't pull the character, you can pull pieces of the character, and then when you get enough pieces, you get the whole character. Does Legends do that, Ben?
What's that, sorry?
When you summon in Legends, can you get like pieces of a character or parts of a character, and then you get enough and you get a whole character?
No.
Okay.
You do that. The free to play, you can do that in a way. There's free to play characters where you'll get bits of them, and then once you've got enough of them, then you'll get the character. Or I guess you get parts of a character and then you get the stars, but you always have the character. Like, so as you get dupes, you get more stars for the characters, which gives you the extra stats and Z abilities and stuff like that. But no, apart from the free-to-play characters where you'll have to grind to get them. But even then, most of the time, the first mission will just give you the character.
Okay. Well, that's how this game works. You can still get the full character when you summon. But if you don't, you can still earn them through completing normal summons and stuff. You just have to get pieces of them. And I think once you get 10 parts of it, you get the full character. But it's fun. I played it a little bit. I myself have Natsu, Gray, Lucy, and I have a 5-star Elfman right now. So yeah, if you want to give it a shot, Alfonso, you can. Fairy Tail Fierce Fight. It's actually the first official licensed Fairy Tail game on mobile. There have been a lot of them, but none of them have been officially licensed.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has a pretty good rating right now. 4.5 out of 5 stars. So,
yeah, that's good.
Check it out if you want to. I very much enjoy it. And it's got a lot of dialogue, and it's kind of fucking funny as well. So, unfortunately, no English dub.
Of course.
As always. For us Toonami fans, Toonami Adult Swim has announced Toonami Rewind Block. Going old school, back to the 90s. They announced a new box of anime, which will feature Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Naruto. Alfonso, you and I grew up on Toonami, didn't we?
We did.
Are you excited for this old school return?
Honestly, I'm only excited for Sailor Moon, because Toonami does Dragon Ball Z and Naruto, like, recently. So that's no surprise to me, but Sailor Moon, it's been a while with Sailor Moon. I cannot wait for Sailor Moon.
This block won't be the only one, apparently. They're really going old school, and they hinted that future renditions of this block will include Mobile Suit Gundam Wing, Outlaw Star, Blue Submarine Number 6, Trigun, and Tenchi Muyo, all of which ran on Toonami back in the 90s. So I'm really excited about this. It's just playing it back, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that should be starting May 31st.
Yeah.
As far as other news goes, there really isn't much remaining. Anything else you guys want to bring up?
Oh, there's a big one.
But for that, also spoilers. I also had Toonami in England.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't know. Please tell us.
Yeah, I will watch it. Yeah, I watched Dragon Ball and the. Hell, the original Dragon Ball weird dub was on Toonami before they changed it over to the American dub. Oh, no, nice. Don't do it, Krillin. It's too powerful.
So the crappy dub is what you had.
not the wishing orbs. No.
The wishing orbs. That's fantastic.
Big green, the wishing orbs, Gohan's, Krillin. Every move was the Kamehameha. Every move. The Ken was the Kamehameha times 10.
That's just sad. That's just sad.
I watched the clip of what's called it, where they, because they went, basically, even though they didn't air it, they went all the way up to, you know, the Android saga. And I remember seeing the clip where they're like, you know, when everyone dies to the androids in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the narrator's like, clearing tension. Big green vegetator all survived. He says that they all survived while showing them being killed. Yeah. Clearing, tension, vegetator, and big green. They all got killed. That's the names that they were given. Clearing, tension. that was their names.
But with that said, Ben, did they show essentially kind of the same?
Yeah,
they
did, but...
Are you guys?
Yeah, but I remember that, what you call it. And then we also had, I think they had Tenchi Muyo? Muyo?
Yeah, uh-huh. Tenchi, uh-huh. Baby.
But a lot of that was aired too late, and I couldn't watch it. Like, a lot of that was aired at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning. It was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember. I think Tenchi actually aired early for us, like, 5 a.m. I had to put it on record for me.
Yeah, it was, like, at 1, 2 a.m. for Tenchi. I think Sailor Moon was around the same time as well. Dragon Ball, I think, was one of the only ones that was shown during the day. Like,
Yeah, I had to record it with my VCR. I put in a blank tape, set the timer to record it this time, and then I watched it. Yeah. VHS, baby! Yeah. That's awesome. If Sailor Moon is going to be a big one, I'm surprised. Because, you know, Sailor Moon R is going on right now, the newer one. Uh-huh. So, but going back to the old school one, that's pretty cool for them. But it seems like Toonami even started realizing, man, all this anime is just either not that good these days compared to back then, or it's too violent and we don't want to spend the money to edit this shit. Right, Alfonso, what was the big news you had?
Toei Animation officially confirmed that One Piece has officially dethroned Dragon Ball as the company's top-earning anime franchise. This was posted like 6 days ago. One Piece brings in $23 billion for them, which equivalent to US dollars is $142 million, where Dragon Ball brings in 19 million, which is equivalent to 121 million. What was Dragon Ball's reign? It was 7 years. So they One Piece ended a 7-year reign for Dragon Ball, which is crazy to me because within that time frame, Dragon Ball, they didn't produce no episodes in 6 years. Thoughts on this?
Shows you the longevity of Dragon Ball, doesn't it?
I gotta say, well done, One Piece. You've finally taken a show that hasn't had any new content for ages.
Yeah, I do wonder if this, like, Toriyama's death had an impact on it. It's like, if Toriyama's no longer involved, we're not gonna watch it. You know, some stupid crap like that. But yeah, I mean, just think about it. One Piece has been around almost as long as Dragon Ball has. When you look at full like Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Super, if you combine all the episodes, it's pretty much as many episodes as One Piece has had. And, you know, they've gone obviously through so many iterations or different versions of Dragon Ball now, whereas One Piece is still this one continuous story. The fact that it's taken them this long to finally dethrone Dragon Ball, it just shows you, you know, how popular Dragon Ball was as a franchise and still is. You know, I'm pretty sure if they release a new series, it will probably overtake it again.
Of course.
And we'll see how Daima does. You know, Daima might be that one thing that, you know, since it's now been turned into a full series instead of a web anime, we'll see how that impacts what happens there. But, you know, Dragon Ball is always at the forefront. You know, obviously One Piece and Naruto are, in my opinion, the next two after Dragon Ball when it comes to popularity. But no, 7-year reign. That's when Super ended, wasn't it? 7 years ago?
No, Super ended 18.
18, okay.
Yeah. But the official reign started in 2017.
But even then, we got two movies after that, right? We got Brawly, and then we got Superhero.
Yeah, Superhero, yeah. So,
which is funny, because like, the Dragon Ball movies didn't do better than the One Piece movies. The One Piece movies outperformed them. But still, just the popularity of the characters in the show shows you how good it is. Sorry, I interrupted you, Ben. What were you going to say?
I think you're muted, Ben.
Ben! All right, we'll come back to Ben.
I don't know where anything. He
went. There he is. Oh, okay.
I didn't say anything, Gary.
Oh, I thought you were in the middle of saying something when I interrupted you. Sorry.
No.
But your thoughts then on that?
Just the fact that Dragon Ball ended, and I'm not shocked. It's been years, so of course it's going to eventually overtake it. It'd be a bit weird if it didn't.
Alrighty. Well, if that's it, we shall move on to the anime.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This was my recommendation, Metallic Rouge. I call them Metallic Rogue because I'm dumb and I don't know how to read. When I presented this anime, but it's Metallic Rouge. An anime set in the future where a woman who is essentially a robot is hunting down other robots. This is an anime where it's one of those things I hate that developers and creators do, where they start this anime with episode one with all this terminology and all this stuff that they like expect you to know what the fuck it means and what this world is about. And you watch it, and like episode four, you're like, I still don't know what the fuck is going on. You know? They were throwing out all these terms, like they just expect you to know what the hell these terms are. Like what the names of these androids, like you're supposed to know what they call them in this world. But yeah, it's one of those. Now for me, I'll start. This is my recommendation. I enjoyed some of it. I disliked some of it. It's not the best. I definitely will recommend hopefully something better next time. But yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of the same old story of androids or robots wanting to have freedom from humanity, right? they want to think for themselves. They want free will. Rouge, our main character, has that freedom. She just doesn't know that she has that freedom. And a lot of these other machines,
you say she has that freedom. She doesn't know she has that freedom, but does she have that freedom? It's really confusing.
Yeah, it's a very confusing anime. And the other robots that she's tasked to hunt down, they also kind of have
nine.
What is it?
The Inner Nine.
Something nine. I didn't hear the first part.
It wasn't the Inner Nine. Was it Inner Nine? I don't remember. But yeah, something nine.
Yeah, something nine. But they also apparently have this kind of freedom. It's never really explained why they have this freedom, though, do they? at least we believe it's freedom. Obviously, at the end, we find out that every decision that they've ever made was predetermined by, you know, the creator who created them. And, you know, there's this whole backstory of aliens came to Earth, and they were nice aliens. They wanted to live in harmony. And then another group of aliens showed up and started a war. So with the help of the nice aliens, you created essentially these robots to help fight them off, which you did. They called them the invader. Another term that I don't remember. They just have all these random names for everything. But yeah, you know, they give you this backstory, and then they kind of don't really touch upon it until like the last two episodes, where it becomes like the main focal point of the whole story. But yeah, story-wise, very confusing. But there are some stuff I liked. Once the big reveal happens, I kind of like the story a little more. But yeah, like a lot of characters that don't really matter that they want me to care about, like Rouge's sister who showed up in like the last two episodes, and like, why the fuck am I supposed to care about you? But for me, the things I enjoyed, I did like the music. I thought the music was really good. I thought the voice work was really well done. Most of the action I thought was really good. But I'm not a fan of the transforming into like a fucking gear robot thing. Like, again, another thing they don't explain, like, how come they can do it and nobody else can? But yeah, not the best for me. Alfonso, your thoughts on Metallic Rouge?
Three episodes in. The first three episodes, I think, were fine. We have this mystery of the red person. That's what they call her. She don't know her real objective. And I watch it, and it's like, take away the singing and the time travel. This reminds me of a lot of my recommendation 2 years ago, Viva Flora Song. They do the same thing. The robot, she gets orders. She has freedom. She don't know what to do with it. She don't know what she's doing is good. She don't know what she's doing is bad. The whole thing against humanity is very similar. But then we get to see episode 4 and forward, and I'm like, I'm completely lost. There's a lot of twists and turns. She doesn't know if what she's doing is good. She don't know what she's doing is bad. There's a lot of plot twists that didn't sit right with me. Like, when you think of plot twists, you're like, oh, Scott, I can't believe this happened. I look at the plot twists like, I don't feel nothing. I couldn't connect with most of these characters. Naomi is one of them. I'm sorry. Even though I know what she did, she had to do what she did because she's following orders, but I couldn't connect with her. And her plot, you know, being Neon too, it wasn't connecting with me. And then, like you said, the whole thing, she has a sister, her father's alive, but he's not the real villain that clown woman was at the very end. Like, I feel like they condensed too much in these 13 episodes. Honestly, I feel it should have ended on a cliffhanger. Even though I hate cliffhangers, I feel it should have ended on a cliffhanger and spaced out these inner nine more properly. Because I felt we got too many of them all at once. The girl who's the photographer, obviously, she's the brains. She was one of the main brains after it. But like you said, she's being controlled by her father. Like, this is too much happening all at once. The intro, the music, yeah, music was brilliant. The animation was cool. Certain fight scenes, like you said, was cool. But story-wise, it dragged on and it was all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and the thing that pissed me off was the guy who shapeshifts. Like,
yeah.
He did it so much that I didn't even realize, like, like, it pissed me off because, like, there's the one guy, the detective, right, who looks just like the fucking doctor. That got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. he looks exactly like him, so I was like, I'm so confused with what, like, is it mm-hmm. the guy who's the shapeshifter who's dead? Or is it, like, what the hell is mm-hmm. happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all very confusing. And it's one of those animes where they just, like, expect you to know shit. And I looked it up, I was like, am I supposed to know this stuff? Like, is this, like, based on mm-hmm. something else?
Yeah.
But no, it's not. It's an original anime, and I'm just like... Context, people, please give me context mm-hmm. of stuff.
Yeah,
and yep. I do think they gave some context later on with the aliens and stuff like that. But still, it was just damn.
Yeah,
what is happening? But like you said, I enjoyed the reveal actually, not of the clown girl, but of the dad. Like the whole story starts off because an Aeon killed a human, right?
Yeah.
And we found out that actually never happened. which is, I thought was a cool reveal. It's something that he essentially killed himself. He programmed himself to be able to kill himself. And created himself a new body. But yeah, I thought that reveal was cool. And like every step of the way, everything that they thought they planned themselves, they didn't. It was all controlled because they never actually had that free will. Except for Rouge. Who had, you know, the code Eve or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Programmed into her by her mother, essentially. Or I say mother, but like the assistant of
mm-hmm.
the main villain in this
game. Yeah.
But even then, like, it's one of those things where like, there's absolutely no way anybody could predict all these things happening the way that they happen, right?
Yeah.
It's very fantastical that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ben, your thoughts?
I think you've said everything I could say. It was really confusing. The only thing I'll add is the music was good, and the art style was really cool. I like the art style. It reminded me, even though the anime came out recently, like I swear it came out this year from what I can tell from the dates.
It did. In January.
did anyone get like 80 to 90? No, even this month, wasn't it?
The English dub came out this month. It originally came out in January in Japan.
Yeah, the English dub came out in April, right? Well, not this month, but like in April,
mm-hmm.
I think was when the last episode was, right? Let's have a look. April 10th. So yeah, last month. I've had like early 90s, late 80s vibes from the art style. Did anyone mm-hmm. else get that feeling?
Like yeah,
retro anime.
Especially, nice. I think it's very evident in the opening and closing cinematic, I felt.
Yeah.
Well,
just the colors and stuff like that and the way everything was designed.
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel like this anime was older than it actually was. Which is not a bad thing, but that's just how it, you know. But yeah, no, it was like they tried to... No, you don't, but you do. This is a twist in a twist within a twist. They tried to Aizen it up from Bleach. But no, I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
It just had too much going on for 13 episodes. Maybe if it was a 24 episode anime, they could flesh a lot of shit out, like a mm-hmm. lot of it,
mm-hmm.
and make the world matter. Like even at the end, like you say the cliffhanger, right? And there was no cliffhanger. Like it doesn't even lead into season two because in the credits it shows her fighting the army of the clown.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know what the outcome of that is, but it's just like. Really? Just like in the credits, you're just going to show that? but yeah. I will personally rate it a 6 for me. What about you, Alfonso?
I'm also going to give it a 6. Honestly, I couldn't get into the story, but I love that intro. That intro or outro was superior.
Yeah, I love the outro. The outro was really good. Ben?
Probably a 7. I enjoyed the music, the art style, even if I couldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Anyways, Alfonso,
what it is my turn. Oh, I got a comedy. I love this anime. My recommendation is The Vampire Dies in No Time. I think it's 12 or 13 episodes on Crunchyroll. World famous. Hunter Ronaldo goes to find a troubling vampire. To his surprise, the vampire's not troubling at all because no matter what you do to the vampire, he automatically dies. I'm telling you, each episode is hilarious. I love this anime so much. Now is the time to reveal it to you and Ben. I know you both are going to enjoy it. It's extremely hilarious. But yeah, that's my recommendation.
Alrighty. You want to repeat it one more time?
Remember to watch the first season, because there are two seasons.
Yes, season one. Sorry, season two is out, but it's not dubbed yet. So season one. The vampire dies in no time.
Alrighty. The vampire dies in no time. That is the anime we shall be watching. I'm excited. Alrighty. If there's nothing else, shout outs, Alfonso, and where can people find you?
Shout out to you guys. Thank you for having me on, like always. Shout out to all the anime lovers out there. You can follow me at Twitter at AliShan7.
Alrighty. Ben?
I'd like to shout out to everyone that listens. Thank you all. I'll see you all in 2 weeks, hopefully.
Hopefully. Alrighty. You can reach me on Twitter at Gagosh. That's GAGLAUSH. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure. And shout out to all the listeners. Thank you for listening. We're out. Peace.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.